Ansa chléir seo be sé gééisir le peci manas burnnas is ar de ré bhfuil te na hníon ar de rathe a scarpi. Tá senaige a híon blianta ís agus tá scialtaí go leor le inseige, but níl ní cantear dúgus géile cé agus burla a merla bheits a córa a scoma. Peci, I'd like you to tell of your youth, where you were born and bred and where your people came from originally. So,
well, I was born in a place called Corker Moor, which is in Brookless Parish. I had nothing at all to do with Ardra, in spite of the fact that I was christened in Ardra because it was an Irish church and it was the month of February. I don't remember it now, but and as far as I've been told, there was snow. So it was all walking in those days. So my Auntie Mary and a cousin of mine, Rose Byron, and Patrick Gallagher carried me all the way about 7 miles or so from Corker Moor to Ardra. So because I was christened in Ardra, I reckon I'm an Ardra man. I wasn't born there, but I have a little grip on it anyway.
Tell me of how it was growing up in your youth, Paddy.
Well, growing up in our area was, you had to be a genius to keep alive because there was nothing. There was, well, we would go weeks and weeks without any money at all. And but in spite of that, the whole thing was the best of fun. We had keelies or hoolies or whatever you like to call them nearly every night because there was nothing else to do in the long winter night. And our house was a rambling house. And the people would gather in, young and old, and my father would have plenty of tobacco and he would keep filling the pipe and the pipe would go round like an Indian celebration.
Yeah, just pass the pipe.
Pass the pipe around, and it didn't matter really whether you were a smoker or not, you would take a pull or two out of the pipe because my father would be watching, and if you weren't smoking, he might think, this is what people thought in their own minds, that he could get a disease off the pipe. So for friendship's sake, everyone, the men in particular, took a pull out of the pipe.
But like you lived in a mountain region, Paddy, is that true? The area you lived in, it was a mountainy region?
Oh, it was. Well, now, our area wasn't really high mountain caps, but it was a mountain of bog. It was boggy land, bogs and rocks, with an occasional little bit of land in between the bogs and the rocks that you could grow crops on and cut some hay of it. But it was a kind of, to look at it from a distance, it was a wilderness, all brown, faded heather. Then when you came into it, you saw little patches of green here and there. You could just call it bad land.
But your father, he grew your crops, your own food.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Yes. He was out. I remember him waiting for daylight to go out to work in the field because he would work there till about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then he would fill a load of turf on the horse cart and start away for St. John's Point or Dunkernilly or Brookless or somewhere and sell that. And that would be the first money for the week.
So he very much depended on weather and
Aye.
Crops of turf crops and.
Oh, that was the only thing that would go. A few
earning.
Cattle, but the thing is, you had no grass for cattle. The cattle didn't thrive on it. It wasn't good land, so having cattle was more of a nuisance than a novelty, because you had to work hard during the summer to get this wee grain of hay that would keep them alive in the winter. And there was no such thing as cotton cake or dairy nuts or anything, and they weren't invented in those days, of course. There was nothing, only grass and hay.
So he'd go as far away with the horse and cart with the loads of turf to Dunkaneely and surrounding areas.
He'd go up to 10 miles. he'd go from our house to Dunkaneely is about 7 miles, and from that to the lower end of the point is 6 miles. That'd be 13 miles. He'd go, and 13 miles back again, 26 miles a day. Well, that'd be only maybe one day in the week or so. But it was, he could leave home on a good day, and the spell of rain would come, and before he'd be many miles away from home, he'd be wet to skin, wet through every stitch of clothes would be soaking wet. And he was like that till he had these 26 miles done, and by the time he came back the clothes were dried on him again. It was a hard life.
It was indeed.
It was a really hard life.